There's a verse I'd like to say before we read the Bhagavatam. You can repeat after me, please. Anato.
Anato.
Anato Pashamam Sakshat.
Anato Pashamam Sakshat.
Bhakti Yogam Aduksaje.
Bhakti Yogam Aduksaje.
Lokasya Janato Vidvams.
Lokasya Janato Vidvams.
Chakre Satpata Samitam.
The material miseries
of the living being
are superfluous to him,
and they can be
directly mitigated
or stopped
by the linking process
of Bhakti Yoga.
But
the mass of people
do not know this.
Therefore,
Srila Vyasadeva
compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam,
which is in relation with
the Supreme Truth.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sagamudastat salilasya gochare.
Sagamudastat salilasya gochare.
Vinyasya tasyam adadat svasatvam.
Vinyasya tasyam adadat svasatvam.
Abhishtuto visvasija prasune.
Abhishtuto visvasija.
Translation and purport by ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace. Abhaichana Aravinda Bhaktivinanda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Lord placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water and transferred to her his own energy in the form of the ability to float on the water. While the enemy stood looking on, Brahma, the creator of the universe, extolled the Lord, and the other demigods rained flowers on him. Please repeat. The Lord placed the earth
within his sight
on the surface of the water
and transferred to her
his own energy
in the form of the ability
to float on the water.
While the enemy stood looking on,
Brahma,
the creator of the universe,
extolled the Lord.
And the other demigods
rained flowers on him.
Purport.
Those who are demons cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead floated the earth on water. But to devotees of the Lord, this is not a very wonderful act.
Just before I read on, let's have a bit of a revision. Some of you may have just jumped in today for the class. So let's hear the story so far. This is called The Battle Between Lord Boar and the Demon Hiranyaksha. I'll just read the translations. Okay, so that's a good idea. Yes? Nice idea. Okay. Maitreya continued. The proud and falsely glorious Daitya paid little heed to the words of Varuna, O dear Vidura. He learned from Narada the whereabouts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and hurriedly betook himself to the depths of the ocean. He saw there the all-powerful Personality of Godhead in his boar incarnation, bearing the earth upward on the ends of his tusks and robbing him of his splendor with his reddish eyes. The demon laughed. Oh, an amphibious beast! nice. Amphibious beast. The demon addressed the Lord. O best of the demigods, dressed in the form of a boar, just hear me. This earth is entrusted to us, the inhabitants of the lower regions, and you cannot take it from my presence and not be hurt by me. Text 4. You rascal! You have been nourished by our enemies to kill us, and you have killed some demons by remaining invisible. O fool, your power is only mystic. So today I shall enliven my kinsmen by killing you. Text 5. This is a demon saying. This is a demon speaking. Okay. This is a Hiranyaksha, the demon. He was the brother of Hiranyakashipu. He was the elder brother. And he was interested in mining gold. And he was obsessed with gold. The demon continued, when you fall dead with your skull smashed by the mace hurled by my arms, the demigods and sages who offer you oblations and sacrifices in devotional service will also automatically cease to exist like trees without roots. Although the Lord was pained by the shaft-like abusive words of the demon, he bore the pain. But seeing that the earth on the ends of his tusks was frightened, he rose out of the water just as an elephant emerges with the female companion with its female companions when assailed by an alligator. Text 7. The demon, who had golden hair on his head and fearful tusks, gave chase to the Lord while he was rising from the water, even as an alligator would chase an elephant. Roaring like thunder, he said, are you not ashamed of running away before a challenging adversary? There is nothing reproachable for shameless creatures. So today's verse again. The Lord placed the earth within his sight on the surface of the water and transferred in her his own energy for the form of the ability to float on the water. While the enemy stood looking on, Brahma, the creator of the universe, extolled the Lord, and the other demigods rained flowers on him. So now we've caught up. Okay, we'll continue. Start the purport again. Those who are demons cannot understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead floated the earth on water. But to devotees of the Lord, this is not a very wonderful act. Not only the earth, but many, many millions of planets are floating in the air. And this floating power is endowed upon them by the Lord. There is no other possible explanation. The materialists can explain that the planets are floating by the law of what? Gravitation, yes. But the law of gravitation works under the control or direction of the Supreme Lord. This is the version of Bhagavad Gita which confirms by the Lord's statement that behind the material laws or nature's laws and behind the growth, maintenance and production and evolution of all the planetary systems, behind everything is the Lord's direction. Maya Jakshena Prakriti Srite Sacharacharam Hetunanena Konteya Jagat Viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, producing all moving and non-moving beings. The Lord's activities could be appreciated only by the demigods, headed by Brahma. And therefore, when they saw the uncommon prowess of the Lord in keeping the earth on the surface of the water,
They showered flowers on him in appreciation of his transcendental activity. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Ajnanati Marandasya Pyanantana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Tena Tasme Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swabhadantikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Govata Vindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram
One more time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, pangam langai tirgurim yat kripa tadam bande shi gurundinatayanam.
By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see the stars, a lame man can climb mountains, and a dumb man can speak poetry. Srila Prabhupada King.
Nagamudasta salilasya gochare vinyasya tasyam adadatsva satvam abhistito visvasvija pasune puryamano vibhudai pasyatore.
So, this is the story of the killing of the demon Hiranyaksha by the incarnation of Krishna, Varaha incarnation. You all know the verse, every respected gentlemen, yada yada hi dharmasya glane bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham parichanaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuspitam dharmasam sapanathaya sambhavami yoge yoge. Yeah. In order to save the devotees and to vanquish the demons, and all to Dharma Samstapan, to establish religion, the Lord appears age after age whenever there's a decline in Dharma, religious practice, predominant rise of irreligion. Krishna says, at that time I advent myself. Ajopi sanavaya mabhutanam ishwaropi sam prakritim svamadistaya Sambhavami Atmamaya. Prakritim Svam. Krishna says, I personally come myself. Prakritim Svam Ajastaya. Sambhavami Atmamaya. I come by my personal energy. So here we have example of Krishna in the form of Varaha using his energy to float the earth on the Garbhadak ocean. The universe is described in a fifth canto in the Vedic scriptures. And this is transcendental knowledge. We can speculate about the universe with our telescopes and microscopes, but we may never know the truth because science is always changing. It's inductive knowledge. It has defects. But if we hear from higher authority, Shabda Praman, this is perfect. This is called Avaroha Panta. We receive knowledge about ourselves from higher authority, just like this little boy here is crying. He doesn't know who his father is. He may not know his father is. So one day he may ask his mother, who is my father? And his mother, mummy, will say, he's your daddy, he's your father. Otherwise he's not going to know. So in this material world, actually, we're helpless, like children. Although we speculate, like little babies, oh, maybe he's my daddy, maybe he's my daddy, I don't know. We have to go to our mother, the Vedic scriptures, in order to know the truth. We have to go to a spiritual master who is in disciplic succession, and we can learn. So Prabhupada has produced these books, Srimad Bhagavatam, and they give us the truth about what's going on in this universe. It may seem fantastic. Ooh, what is this? Hare Krishnas. They believe God can be a boar and fight with a demon and float the planet Earth on the ocean. And they may say, oh, this is mythology. Mythology is a convenient word for saying it's not true. It's speculation. It's just imagination. These poor uncivilized people, they believe so many things. But we know better. In our ivory towers at the universities and laboratories, we know there's nothing out there. It's all blank. It's all popped from a primordial soup by accident. And it popped out of the quantum vacuum by chance. Certainly not any boar out there. I haven't seen any boar with my microscope or telescope. I haven't seen anything like that. What are these people talking about, these Hare Krishnas? It's completely crazy. So they may think like that. This is the mindset of the materialist. So he thinks that whatever he perceives through his blunt material senses is actually truth. Adashi Krishna Namadi, Tashi Krishna Namadi, Yabhave, how's it going? Tashi Krishna Namadi. Sevana Mukhi Jivado, Swayameva Spratya. So we can't see the truth with our blunt material senses. Why? Because we make mistakes, we like to cheat. Imperfect senses. We can give examples. This is elementary for Hare Krishnas. You all know this. This is our basic preaching. How do we know the truth? Through our material senses. We make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. One time they thought the earth was the center of the universe. Now Einstein says there's no center. And so it was a mistake. Earlier it was a mistake. We like you to be illusioned. We see, oh, it's a snake. Ah, it's just a piece of wire with a microphone. It's not a snake. Maybe it is a snake. Oh, no. It's not. In South Africa, they have a snake which goes in the trees. In our temple in Durban, they have all these frangipani trees. Beautiful scented flower there. But there's deadly snakes. Bright green snakes, and they go around the twigs. And every time you walk under those trees, you just one bite of that snake, you're finished. So you have to be very careful. So you might see, wow, it's a snake. It's not, it's just a wire. So senses are imperfect. Likely to make mistakes, imperfect senses. What's another one? Huh? No, what's another one? There's one more. Before you. Likely to be illusioned. Yeah, we think I'm this body, but it's obviously not this body. Because, you know, I say my hand, I say my nose, my ear, my legs, my mind, my intelligence. Am I this glass of water? No, it's my glass of water. So I'm different from this glass of water. So just by simple meditation and just we can see it's not true. I'm not this body, I'm something different. I'm consciousness. This body is like a room or a city that I'm living in for some time. I may go into another room. If I go into another room, do I cease to exist? No. I'm different from this room. This is a big mistake. Whole civilization It's based on this mistake. See? And they're likely to cheat because some people are making a lot of money. Now they have this disease, Zika or something. Headlines. What are we going to do about Zika? It's killed 2 people. A few people, it may kill more. They don't understand. Thousands of people are being killed by cancer, cardiac, diabetes every day. And they don't say it's an emergency. It's all cheating. We've been cheating. So this whole civilization is based on these 4 defects. So how do we know what's going on in this universe? We don't know. We can only know by hearing from our mother, the Vedas. But this Srimad Bhagavatam, Nigama Kalpa Taro Velitam Phalam, Sukhamukhad Amrita Dravya Sambhatam, Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam, Aho Aho Rasika Bhuvu Bhavaka. The Rasikas, those who are tuned in to the spiritual truth, they relish this ripened fruit of all the Vedic knowledge, Srimad Bhagavatam. So this story of the boar and the fight within Ranyaksha is not just some crazy mistake. It's scientific. It's real science. It's actually what's going on in this universe. It's a history of what happened in the past. And hearing about it is medicine for the conditioned soul who identifies with his body. It's actually medicine. This class is supposed to be like inoculation against illusion. Just like at night, we're floating around in some crazy dream. And then someone wakes up, come on, it's time for Mangal Arati. And we have to get up and we have to go. We wake up, oh, it wasn't true. It wasn't true what I was dreaming. And now I'm in my real life. Aren't I? Yes, I'm Mr. Gopal Agarwal, Mr. Shrestha, and I was born in blah, blah, blah. And I'm Mr. Australian. I'm an Aussie. I'm thinking I'm an Aussie. Isn't it? Isn't this an illusion? Even I was dreaming I was an Aussie. Now I've woken up, I'm still an Aussie. But this Krishna consciousness process of hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sevanamukhe Hi Jivado Svayameva Svarakya, by hearing Sevanamukhe, engaging the tongue and hearing the sloka, chanting the sloka, and remembering all these different processes of bhakti yoga, by doing this, the Lord will appear, will reveal himself to us. The truth will become evident. It will be revealed to us. So this is actually a scientific process. This room, you know, one time Prabhupada was criticized. Why are you building so many temples? In India, there's so many temples that are empty. And there's dogs passing through, pigeons passing through, and, you know, people playing cards. Just, you know, nonsense is going on there. And this man was criticizing, but why are you building so many temples, more temples? Prabhupada said, we're not building temples, we're building hospitals. Hospitals for the conditioned soul. Yeah. Because in our temples, ISKCON temples, we are very concerned with hearing and chanting about Krishna, so that we can understand the truth of our position. We can wake up from this daydream. There's a night dream. There's also a daydream. This is another daydream. I'm Australian, I'm British, I'm male, I'm female, blah, 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 I'm Aborigine. I'm a refugee. There are so many unfortunate people now. They're stuck in Australia, stuck in Sweden, stuck in on the French border of England. Thousands of people that have escaped from the mayhem in the Middle East. Some or other, they risk their lives to cross the waters. And now they're unwelcome. And they're thinking, I am refugee. I am from Syria. I am refugee. See? So this is an illusion. And actually, we can wake up from this illusion by this process of hearing about Lord Bor. Janma kama chame divyam evam yogachi tatvata. Next slide, please. Janma kama chame divyam evam yogachi tatvata. Tatva. So the one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not again have to take birth in this material world, but comes to my abode. So that this process of hearing about Lord Ra is not ordinary. If you remember this pastime of Lord Ra killing this demon, the story, how he floated the earth on the Garbhadak ocean, and the Lord Brahma showered flowers, we won't have to take birth again. It's a science. Because everybody has to face this big obstacle of leaving this body. We have to leave this body. You know, we can't stay here forever. This body is temporary. This change of body is going on from childhood to youth to old age. Somewhere a new body is waiting for me, if I'm not careful. And do we want another body? Already we've changed our body. One time we were a little baby like that, crying, little baby. And then that body grew. And then grew and grew and grew. Youth, and middle age, and I got married. Then I got a job, blah, blah, blah. Then I got children, then I got middle age. I got a paunch. It's the only thing I achieved in my life was a paunch. I never thought I'd be overweight. But what can you do? It's a horrible fact of life. His body is changing. And then one day, it'll droop. And then I'll be there. And what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I wrote a song about that. What am I supposed to do? Living in the city of nine gates, wondering what to do. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth, one anus, and one genital. What am I supposed to do at the time of death? Any time, actually. So this Bhagavatam is medicine for the conditioned soul. We hear about Lord Ra from disciplic succession. I'm from disciplic succession. I'm disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And trying to explain that this is actually truth. There's a person. Now this is called in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's very interesting. People think that, you know, that spiritual knowledge means to become detached. Try to become detached from this world. Right? Detached from this world, then I won't have to take birth again. But how can we be detached? How can we be detached from all our activities if there's no alternative? If I leave this room, I must go to another room. Because I'm eternal. This body is temporary. I'm eternal. You can see from this examination, I'm not this body. I'm permanent. The body's changing. This nature is temporary. But I'm not temporary. Otherwise, why have I witnessed all these changing bodies? I'm not this body. Simple conclusion. I'm permanent. The body's changing. So, dearest Tatranamuni, the wise man is not bewildered by this change of bodies. He knows that I'm permanent. These bodies are like clothes, and I'm changing my clothes. So then, just like I leave this room, I leave the temple room, I go into another space. So, the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to connect with yoga, yoga yukta, to with our spiritual nature. So we know the next place we're going. I'll read this verse from Bhagavad Gita, which I'm studying. It's very nice, if you don't mind. I wanted to share this with you. It's on the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It's talking about detachment. What's a person like who is detached? Sannyas tu mahabaho dukam aptam ayogata yoga yukta munir brahma nacharanadi gachati. Unless one is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, mere renunciation of activities cannot make one happy. The sages, purified by works of devotion, achieve the supreme without delay. One who works in devotion, who is a pure soul, who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Though always working, such a man is never entangled. So Krishna consciousness means engagement in positive spiritual activity, like hearing about Lord Brahma, chanting. It's not that we cease to exist as persons. The common idea of most Hindus, so-called Hindus, who knows what that means, is that we'll merge with God. We will lose our identity. God is just like great, just like the Mohammedans, God is great. But who he is, nobody knows. That's why they're going crazy. They don't know. They're frustrated. Ultimately, you know, maybe if I do suicide bombing, I get 17 virgins to be enjoying the next life. So that's what they think. But, you know, ultimately, where do I go as this reality? You know, there's very little said. It's also in the Bible. Everyone's frustrated. You know, if I leave this room, where do I go? If I wake up from this dream, what am I? If God is simply abstract, impersonal, that's totally frustrating. If I say, you know, go out of this room, where to? Oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Would you like to go? There's nothing there. Open the door. Bye-bye. No existence. No personality, no future, no past, just zero, vacuum. Will you be happy? No, you'll say, oh, God, I've got to enjoy my life now, before I go out of this room. This is modern civilization. Nobody has any future. Nobody knows what's going to happen, the time of death. So let's enjoy, man, let's get on with it. Let's make a nice Australia, a nice America, get my big car, my mobile phone, my beautiful wife, my TV set, 10-foot TV set. Let's enjoy what we can. Because there's no alternative. God is blank. You see? But Prabhupada, Nirvisesha Sunyavadi, Paschata Desatarini, he's come, and he's come to destroy, to wake us up from this impersonalism, nirvisesha sanyavadi, and explain, here is the Lord, Lord Brahma. He's fighting with a demon, Hiranyaksha. It's true. There's 10 avatars, there's many avatars of Krishna. Matsya, Kurma, Vraha, any more? Vamanadev, Nrisimhadev. Come on. Brihaspati, Bhagavati. Come on. Dasavatar, let's see you. respectful people, you should know. Balaram, yes, not Krishna. Balaram. Hmm? Balaram's in Krishna's not avatar, do you know that? Who knows that? Krishna's not avatar, he's avatari. Techam sakalopam sam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He's the source of all incarnations. Then you have, yeah, Buddha, you have so many things. So yeah, this is very important for the whole world. What we're doing is not some airy fairy mythology. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This is science to save the world. You think Prabhupada took all this trouble just to tell some fairy story to the people? No. It's not some fairy story, mythology. Just like Lord of the Rings. You know, now in school they teach Lord of the Rings. What? I won't say the word. I nearly said it. Fortunately, I never read Lord of the Rings. I read some other stupid things. But, you know. Just not going to save you at the time of death thinking about hobbits. When I was in New Zealand, I went to, there was a town called Hobbitville. That's where Mr. Tolkien, he used to live. And he imagined this, all the hobbits and everything living in New Zealand. This is nuts, you know. It's not going to save you at the time of death. You might be born as some kind of hobbit in some planet. And you're going to have to struggle, you know, birth and death again. The real problem of life. Janam richvichara vyadi dukha doshana darshanam. So the real problem of life is birth, old age, disease and death. How to get free of this body of the city of nine gates and not get another one. So just detachment is not going to solve the problem. That attachment has to be there for a spiritual body. And that's yoga. We have to be yoga yukta. We have to be attached to the positive, not just negative won't help us. Just like in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Radva Mulamadasha Kama Svatam Pra Avyam Chandansi Yasya Panam Yasti Veda Savet. There is a tree with its roots upwards and its branches down. So where is that tree? On the bank of a river or lake. You see the inverted tree in the reflection. But there is a real tree. So that's why this world seems so real. You go out and say, oh, there's houses, there's trees, it's all so real. His body's real, everything's real. The ocean, you're taking parts in the ocean, the sand, that beautiful girl, that beautiful boy, my bottle of beer. It's all real. Why is it real? Does anyone ask this question? Why is this world real? Because a reflection is real. If you see the reflection of the water, it's the reflection of the tree on the lake. Why is the reflection real? It is real. But it's temporary. It's flickering, you know. As long as the water is smooth, but if the water is rough, you can't hardly see that reflection. But there is a real tree. There's a real tree standing on the bank. So the real tree is in the spiritual world. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Kiri Bharadhari. That's why we have these deities. You think Prabhupada is some sentimental, you know, sentimentalist who installed Sri Sri Radha Balava Jaya in here. No, he went around the world 13 times. Just going around the world one time with Harinam Ruchi. I'm half finished. I'm thinking, let me get off quick. Prabhupada went around 13 times between, you know, 60s, between 1971 and 77, 13 times around the world, establishing his deities. Why? Because these are incarnations. Acharya, it's not some joke. Oh, these Hare Krishnas are Hindus.
They worship the murti of Krishna, the idol of Krishna. That's what the Islamic people think. The Mohammedans, we gotta come in and bust this temple, break all these deities, because it's the infidels. They think God has a form. And the Hindus also, the Christians also, similar idea. They think, I was brought up as a Christian. Who God the Father was, I don't know. Jesus Christ, I know Jesus Christ, he's very wonderful devotee. But who his father was, no idea. Blank. Jehovah's Witnesses see a picture of God, he has a blank face. Seen those pictures? They're really horrible. There's some, like God the Father, by Lord Jesus, but his face is blanked out. They've got no idea who that is. So what about the loving propensity of people? You see, we're all frustrated because we can't love someone completely. Haven't you experienced that? Okay, when the honeymoon's over, you love one another, get married, if you're lucky. If you're a yes. But anyway, when the honeymoon's over, that love has to be transmuted to something beyond this physical body. Where do we place our loving propensity? This is the big question for humanity now. Because people have gone crazy. I say I love Allah, but who is Allah? I don't know. What he looks like, I don't know. What he does, I don't know. So okay, let me tie explosives to my body and blow up. It's the best thing I can get my 17 virgins in my next life. See, because my loving propensity cannot be reposed in anybody. So I'm totally frustrated. So I might as well blow myself up, do something for a good cause, take over the world for Allah. That's what I can, but who Allah is, I don't know. And I'm not allowed to speak, I'm not allowed to think. You can't even think philosophy, or else you're apostate and you get your head cut off. Yeah. This is what these people think, out of fear. They have to do this, there's no alternative. So, Krishna consciousness is saving the whole world by talking about Lord Brahma, openly talking. God is a person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here he is, Shishi Radha Balabh, the beloved. Radha Balabh. What does Radha Balabh mean? Balabh means what? Huh? He's beloved of Radharani. Radharani loves him. And Radharani loves him, the gopis love him. Everybody can love Krishna. Because they know who he is. They know what he looks like. They know what he does. They know what he thinks. They know what he eats. They know he loves the cows. It's positive. It's all positive. When I go out of this room, I'm going to back home, back to Godhead. I'm going to be with Krishna. I know the way to be with Krishna. Janma kama jame devam evam yogati tatvata. Tatomam tatvata gyadva vishiteta. Is that right? No, I've got them. Sloka means that. Anyway. I don't have to take birth again in this material world, but I take birth in the spiritual world simply by knowing about Lord Brahma. It's totally amazing. And if I remember this class, I don't remember me, but just remember what the topic is, Lord Brahma, or Shishi Radha Balabh, or Jagannath. We're going to have Rath Yatra next weekend. It's a big leela of Lord Jagannath. He goes through the streets, showing everyone his transcendental form. Actually, it's Jagannath which is allowing us to make this festival. We're thinking, I'm going to put on a Rath Yatra festival for Lord Jagannath. We're not independent. How do I breathe? How do I see? How do I smell? How do I get money for the Rath Yatra festival? How do I pull the car? It's all Jagannath's mercy, because it's all his energy. Everything is Jagannath's energy. This whole world is the energy of God. And he is different. Just like the sun is giving out heat and light, so Krishna is giving out so many energies. Parashya Shakti Vividaya Vishriyate. And he's enabling us to hold this Rath Yatra festival. This is called Yoga Yukta. We understand this. We're connected with Krishna. Devotee sees that he can't do anything except for the mercy of Krishna. I can't even speak. I'm speaking. It's by the mercy of Krishna. You're hearing by the mercy of Krishna. We're sitting on the floor because Krishna's gravity and the space between us, the sound, Krishna says, Shabdake Parasham, Shabdake. I am the sound in ether. Krishna says, I am the sound in ether. Sarasamasi Sagara. I of bodies of water, I am the ocean. You see? Everything is Krishna's there. For a devotee, he remembers Krishna. So he knows when he's walking, when he's seeing, when he's thinking. He's not doing anything at all. He's just doing devotional service by the mercy of the Lord. So he's liberated. Never has to take birth again. I'm doing this for Jagannath. I'm doing this for Shardavallabha. I'm doing this for Gauranga. This is actual liberation. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. That's my eternal identity. I'm not this body. I'm not this material mind intuition. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. And this is what ISKCON is teaching. How to be yoga yukta. Liberated even in this world. And Krishna gives the example. Like a lotus flower.
Nice sloka here. I like this sloka. So we do all our activities without attachment because we love Lord Rama.
We love Sri Sri Radha Balabha Jagannath.
We're doing all these things. So what are we like? We are like the lotus flower. Here we are. Who knows that verse? Fifth chapter. Yeah. We can end now, just read this. Anyway, the lotus flower is not touched by water. It's got its feet in the mud, it's got its roots in the mud. And if you drop a water on it, it immediately comes off. So this is devotional service. We can live in this world, meditate on Lord Brahma, how he floated the earth by giving his energy, how he floated with him on the action. And this way we can understand, I don't belong in this world. I'm an eternal servant of Lord Brahma, Sisi Radha Bala, and I'm going back home, back to God, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. So anyone likes a question, please?
Prashnena Sevayahu Padekshanti Chaitana Jnanina Stadfadasana.
Actually, all here for questions.
This human form of life. Atatu Brahma Jigyasa.
Is the 10th verse?
Huh?
5th chapter, verse 10.
Oh, 5th chapter. Thank you very much. I was overshooting the mark. This is the verse I wanted to quote you.
So I'm just a student. I'm not campaigning on a big guru or anything. I'm a student of Prabhupada. I'm just trying to do my best.
So my mind is hopeless case, burnt out by, I don't want to mention what it's burnt out by, and delight society. Okay. One who performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme God, is not affected by sinful action, as the lotus leaf is untouched by water. Padma Patram Ivambasi. So Krishna consciousness situates one
on a transcendental platform. It's called Bhakti Yoga. We're not acting by the laws of karma, good or bad, beyond good or bad, beyond birth and death. That's how we're learning to act. And this is the only solution for humanity from destroying itself. This is the peace form. Peace formula. Everything belongs to Krishna. It's all his energy. I am servant of Krishna. Ishvarasamitam saram yad kinchajikachamchikat denakchitena bunchita magradakrishasya. So I only take what's necessary to keep my body and soul together. I don't need a 50-foot plasma TV in every room. Okay, I may have one little one to learn the news. But my real business devotion said, here is my TV. I don't need a one-eyed guru to watch Bollywood, you know, 2 hours, 10 hours a day. Here is my TV. What is Radha Balabh wearing? What is Jagannath wearing? What can I do for them? Let me do something on the spiritual platform. Then I'll be
Padma Patram Ivambasi.
I'll be like a lotus. I've got this body. Now I have to make the best use of a bad bargain. Okay, I was so stupid, so foolish, so lusty, so greedy. I've taken birth in Australia. Yeah. That means, you know, actually not necessarily, it means you've done good work. I didn't take birth in a Nairobi slum with a stool running past my ear in the drain. I took birth in a nice skyscraper building, a nice hospital, and medical relief, you know, if I have anything wrong, I get free medical. This is from punya. But punya and pap are the same. It's all selfishness. You know, it actually means I am thinking I am the enjoyer. That's why I come to this material world. The Australians may be first-class prisoners, and the Nairobi people may be, you know, in the slum in Nairobi, fifth class prisoner. They're still prisoner. Yeah. So what's good? What's the good of it, being born in Australia? The only good of it is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Nairobi, it's a real struggle. People, you know, it's tough to preach there. Here, people love Hare Krishna. We went out yesterday, chanting Hare Krishna, 5-6 hours. Everyone was happy, respectful. No police stopped us. People are dancing and singing. They liked us. Taking books, chanting. They like Hare Krishna. This is great. It's an influential nation. So you're born in Australia. Use this opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prabhupada gave you this gift, Krishna consciousness. Now, use this gift. You're an influential nation. A big reputation, Australia, richness. Spread it. There's so many islands in the Pacific. These refugees, you know, about, I was reading about these refugees. They're getting kicked out of running from Syria for their lives. You can't blame them. They're respectable people. Just because they're black doesn't mean they're people. Not respectable people. And there's not many black people here. But, you know, I preach in Africa. They're normal people. And they're all running from the threat of death. They'd rather jump on some crazy rowing boat and try and row across the Mediterranean, you know, risk their lives and then stay in their home country. And then when they get to Australia or somewhere, then the government is kicking them out. You go to Nauru, you go to this island in the middle of the Pacific and live in some refugee camp. So, okay. Australia can do that, that's their business. But somebody can go and preach there, why not? Many people here are rich, you're rich Hindus, come on, you've got good jobs. Why don't you do something? Lord Chaitanya Bharata Bhumite, Hoyla Manusya Janmaya, Janma Sataka Koru Parupa. Those who have this Vedic culture, Bharata, they don't just pull the Rathi out to Khan, they try to do something. Upakara. Why not take a holiday in Nauru and then go and distribute prasadam to these people in the refugee camps? Go and join Hare Krishna. Just an idea. Just
you're living near this offshore island. All these refugees have been sent there. But when the war's over, they will remember Hare Krishna. Maybe they'll go back to Syria when it's all cleaned up. And I'll go back to Syria. And those people, they know the language. And you can preach to them somehow or other. I don't know how. But then, yeah. It's up to you. You have to figure it out. That's just a crazy idea, you know. They've all come to, they were coming to Australia, thousands and thousands. There was one girl. She had a baby. And she claimed, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm going to die. So she got shipped to Australia. And she had a baby here. Now they're kicking her out. She has to go back. She's made creating a stink, saying, you know, it's not fair, you're kicking me out, going back, I'm a refugee, blah, blah. I've been in Australia 18 months, you know, now you're sending me back to Narrow, a refugee camp, my baby will die, blah, blah, blah. Okay, because the government has to decide on something. We don't get involved in politics, but, you know, you have this culture. Here, your comfortable life, comfortable job, everything comes. Why? Do something far out for Krishna. Go and live in Naro, or this one of these islands, and preach in a refugee camp. Why not? Take a risk for Krishna. Just an idea. Have to be a yoga yukta to act on the spiritual platform, to preach for Lord Chaitanya. It's the one great need of humanity. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vijayavadu Jivanam. This is the highest welfare work for humanity. How to stop these wars? How to stop all these things? Just by patching it up by politics? No. People have forgotten. Who is that? Who is that? Their Balava, their beloved, lovable object, is Krishna, and they've forgotten. So they're suffering so much, dukkha. They don't have any attachment for the positive. They're just in the negative. They're suffering, people are suffering, like anything, for want of Krishna. So our duty is to give them Krishna. That is the Sankirtan movement. So please think about it. If one person could, you know, take up this suggestion seriously, it may help. You'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Go back to Godhead. It's all problem solved. Okay, Nick, where's the question, please? Next question. That wasn't a question. Still, we haven't got a question. Please give a question. Oh, Govinda Prasada. You have to be yoga yukta. Yeah? It's either this place with questions or no prasada. There's a hand there. Sorry?
I want to say the prasada, so I'll ask a question.
Well, what's your question?
Did Prabhupada say that we should train kshatriyas to defend the devotees?
We should what?
Train kshatriyas, warriors, for defending the devotees or just brahmanas? So
should we play kshatriyas?
Train
kshatriyas. Should we train kshatriyas? Kshatriyas are warriors.
And how do you train kshatriyas?
As far as I know, yes, Prabhupada. He wanted us to make a perfect society with spiritual leaders on the head. And then if you have a head, you have arms, you have belly, you have to have legs. This is ideal. You have to have ideal society eventually. But right now, nobody knows who they are, even, what to speak of. You know, fighting. You know, what are you saying, that the suicide bombers are kshatriyas? I don't think this is kshatriya, to blow up innocent women and children. This is not kshatriya. Kshatriyas, warriors, they protect the women and children. Women and children don't get blown up by their bombs. This is actually, you know, demonic. So this is a wrong understanding of the will of God, how to please God. You know, it's a perverted reflection of Vanashram Dharma, that I will go and be a warrior and I will go to the supermarket And I said, I'll blow myself up and kill all the girls. And I said, no, it's born of ignorance. Maybe good intentions. You may think I'm doing good for Allah. But actually, out of ignorance, acting like that. A warrior, he's trained up, he knows that, like Arjuna. Arjuna was a kshatriya, and he was killing his uncle, his brothers. He's killing everyone. Because it was Krishna's desire. Krishna was personally present. He spoke in Bhagavad Gita. He didn't have any doubts. And all his doubts were solved by hearing Bhagavad Gita. And then he decided, I will fight. It wasn't in ignorance that he fought. In full knowledge, he fought. See, so we want warriors like that. So the first thing is that we have to, Prabhupada is giving us knowledge. So we need people who have knowledge, first of all. And then somebody can defend them. These people with knowledge. Just like somebody comes in this room, okay. And it happened in Nairobi, actually, of all places. Some guys that came in with big boots on, right? And they got bottles. And they broke the bottles on the floor. So there was glass everywhere. And the pujaris, they didn't want to move. There was glass everywhere, their bare feet. So they just walked into the temple room, started to pull off all the stuff from the deities. They thought it was gold, because it wasn't gold. And the pujari, one of them, my friend, he didn't care. He jumped up and started attacking them, cut off his hand. Fortunately, grew back again. But, you know, you need somebody to fight, to defend the deities and defend the temple. So this is, we need the people who are yoga, yukta, engaged in devotional service, who will act, use their strength and intelligence to defend the temple. We need people who are in the belly of society, vaishyas, people who know how to get money. Generally they're married, and they have a job, they have a business, to give money to the temples so we can expand, buy cars, print books, traveling sankirtan, everything, hold festivals. We need money, because it's all Krishna's energy. Lakshmi has to be used in the service of Narayana. And then the leg department, workers, everyone is transcendental, chanting Hare Krishna, yukta, yoga, yukta, engaged in devotional state. And it can be transcendental. I'm a transcendental shudra. If you want to call me a shudra, okay. But I'm a devotee. First of all, I'm a devotee. I'll clean the floor. I'll wash the pots. I'll do anything for Krishna. Fight for Krishna. Preach for Krishna. Get money for Krishna. This is yoga, yukta. So we should be connected like that by hearing about Krishna. First things we must hear, and we must tell others. Hear the truth from Srimad Bhagavatam. Next question, please. Next question. At least we have to have two questions before Prasadam. One from the ladies' side.
Can you tell us more about Lord Jagannath's pastimes?
Can I tell you more about it? That's a question. If I say no, is that a good answer? Everyone's hungry. I can tell you for hours about Lord Jagannath. But it's good now because this is a weekend. Yes, Lord Jagannath. Big eyes, big smile. His brother, big eyes, big smile. His sister, big eyes, big smile. Why are they smiling? Why are they smiling like that? Smiling on everyone. Everyone can love Lord Jagannath. We were doing Harinam on the promenade there. And the Chinese, they have deities, big smiling faces, big eyes. I was thinking, it's Lord Jagannath. Looked like Lord Jagannath. Chinese New Year. They have their deities. They looked around. I was thinking, what's going on here? Is this a Jagannath festival? And they had fireworks. It was pretty far out. And we could, maybe we should have fireworks at Rathiatra also. It's not a bad idea. And if we have enough money. So they have their deities, the Chinese. And they have their festival. So why Jagannath is smiling is because he's feeling, Krishna is feeling ecstatic separation from Vrindavan. He's in Dwarka. He left Vrindavan and he had some business to do, kill Kamsa and so on. And then he became a great king. But he was always feeling separation. So if you ever feel a little ecstasy, then the features of your body, they change a little bit. So Krishna, it's a nice story, actually. It took place in Kurukshetra. Some people say Dwarka, but it doesn't matter. When the wives of Lord Krishna, who had come, the wives of Lord Krishna, Krishna had many wives, were hearing from Rohini. Rohini had come from Vrindavan. So it was probably Kurukshetra. And they gathered, all the women came together. That's Vedic culture. The women, they hang around together. And they were listening. Tell us about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. We haven't heard. Krishna goes into ecstasy and he remembers Vrindavan. Please you tell us, what did Krishna do? So they were all in a huddle in some room. And they said, what, Subhadra, you watch the door. If Krishna comes to the door, he'll just become dysfunctional. He just goes into ecstasy. He can't do anything. He's hopeless case when he starts remembering Krishna. In Vrindavan, he remembers his childhood pastimes. And so keep quiet. Watch out for Krishna. So don't let him hear. So then Krishna was walking down one of the corridors in his palace, or in one of the tents. He must have been living in tents in Kurukshetra. Because, you know, there was a pilgrimage. From Dwarka they came to take bath in the lakes in Kurukshetra because it was a solar eclipse. And the Vrajvasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they thought, let's go to the solar eclipse, take bath in Kurukshetra, and we may meet Krishna. So Rohini was there and she was talking to the wives. So then Krishna was walking past the door. What's this, my sister? What's she doing there? What's she doing on the door? You know how elder brother thinks about his sister. He doesn't take her very seriously. And so she's unguarding the door. You're not supposed to come in. And what's going on in there? He started to listen, and all about the dasa, and he started to hear about Radharani and the gopis, and he just started to remember Vrindavan, and he went into ecstatic mood. His body became just like wood. All his arms went into himself, and a big smile on his face, big eyes. And then Balaram came, but what's going on? Look at my brother. And they all started to listen, and Subhadra also became ecstatic. All of them just standing. Then Narad Muni came past. What's all this? And he saw these features of the Lord. And he told this to Maharaj Indrajumna. When Maharaj Indrajumna, he thought it was a mistake to cut. The deities were unfinished. You know, it's a long story. Anyway, he opened the door too early and the sculptor had gone. He looked at the wooden features of the Lord, these wooden statues. He said, I have blown it totally. I opened the door too soon. The deed is not finished. I'm going to end my life, start. I'm going to fast until death. This actually is a bona fide way to commit suicide. If you want to commit suicide, just fast until death. But I have to check with him. I read somewhere. But anyway, Then Narayana appeared to Maharaj Indradyumna and said, no, this is bona fide. These forms are bona fide. What you do is you paint the big eyes, and the black one, the white one, and that's worship for deity, you worship them. So this is not, not some imaginary totem pole Indian, you know. Of course, the totem pole and these deities of Chinese, they must have some sampradaya in order that they produce them. The Indian, American Indian deities, and Mayan deities, and they all have some connection with Vedic culture. But we don't say they're wrong. But our sampradaya, we worship Lord Jagannath. This is a bona fide form of Krishna, feeling separation from Vrindavan. So very intimate. And Lord Chaitanya personally worshipped Lord Jagannath and Jagannath for 18 years, and he took part in this festival. So it's very, Yoga Yukta, it's very liberating if you join in this festival and make this festival a big success. I'm sure it will be. Chant Hare Krishna. There's so many menial services you can do to organize it in relationship with the temple. If you have cars, if you have money, if you have facilities, if you want to buy some fireworks, I don't know if you can have fireworks, if you can get permission, anything. Please make this successful, a big, make this festival a big success. Shri Lord Jagannath Baladev Sukhmantri King.
Jai!
Jagannath Vadhyaksha Mahamud Sahib King.
Jai!
Go Prabhanande!
Go!
Thank you, Maharaj. Nice question. Hare Krishna. Okay. Time's up. So, I'd like to sing a song after the Bhagavatam class. Vande Krishna, you can go to Prasad. Vande Krishna, Nanda Kumara.
Vande Krishna, Nanda Kumara.
Nanda Kumara.